You're listening to Insight here on Cap Radio. I'm Randall White in for Beth Ruyak. A documentary out this year features the contestants in the world's only all-trans bodybuilding competition. It's held in Atlanta. The award-winning film is called Man Made. And one man who makes an appearance in that film is Cody Harmon. Cody joins us today to discuss the film and also talk about the trans community as we start Transgender Awareness Week. And welcome to Insight.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's nice to have you here. Now, you're a competitive bodybuilder and a personal trainer. Where does your interest in fitness come from? Is it from your transformation?
Yeah, I mean, I always played sports growing up, so it kind of just grew into, like, what do I do after sports are over? I'm not being forced to work out anymore. And then also, like, kind of has to do with feeling kind of so out of control when it came to my body and stuff like that. So it was just one way to, like, do what I could to control it and work out and kind of manipulate it in different ways.
At what point were you like, I want this to be the focus of both my life and my career?
I mean, I started going to school for it a long time ago. Like, I went to Sierra College and went through their certificate program. So it was, like, years ago. But then I think the more I transitioned into who I was, the more interest I found in it, especially competing. And it was just kind of a rush. And I just kind of fell in love with it.
Mm-hmm. How old were you when you came out as trans?
I think I was, like, 27. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So over the years, what have you found to be the biggest misconception people have about being trans?
I think just there's a lot of unknowns or fear about the process, really. Mm-hmm. I think as trans men specifically, a lot of people don't really know we exist. I think a lot of people in the media or those that are portrayed in the media, I mean, they often are trans women. So like, nothing wrong with that. I just think that people don't really know who we are or that they've probably used a restroom with us before. And that seems to be, like, a huge issue to most. But it's just, like, we're kind of just, we just kind of blend in.
Yeah, I guess Chad Bono, I guess, would be what one of the person that ends up in the spotlight the
right.
most.
Yeah.
But Caitlyn Jenner really, like,
yeah,
really put the focus on the other transition.
Mm-hmm, for uh-huh. sure.
And so do you find that people want to tie being trans with sexuality and they confuse the difference between gender identity and sexuality?
Most definitely. That mm-hmm. is definitely a common misconception.
How do you combat that?
Separate.
Like, how do you make that part of the conversation?
Oh, man. I don't know. I think it's just like, you know, sexuality, it's hard to really explain how it is different. It's just like, it's whoever, you know, you fall in love with, and, you know, gender is just like who you are.
Right, yeah. So. Versus who you feel you are to your core.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And as we mentioned, today is the start of Transgender Awareness Week. So why is it important to raise awareness of issues affecting the trans community at this time?
There's definitely, I mean, the current climate of trans issues, I mean, with everything considering, like, politics and trans individuals, you know, being erased and the definition of gender and sex being changed, possibly.
Just in recent weeks through the current administration.
Yeah. So, I mean, I think it's just important that, I mean, visibility is huge and just awareness of that. We're, you know, we're still here. We're not going anywhere. Trans individuals have been around for a long time, and it's time just to stop being so afraid of us, and we're not going anywhere.
So you live in Auburn currently, right?
I'm in Citrus Heights currently, but I'm from Auburn.
You're from Auburn, so
yeah.
You grew up in Auburn.
Mm-hmm.
So growing up in a small town like Auburn and now living in a more metropolitan area, you know, direct Sacramento urban core, do you find a difference in acceptance levels?
I think so. I mean, growing up in Auburn, it was a much more, like, small, conservative town. I grew up going to a Christian school and all that stuff. Like, and you just kind of know everybody. Like, even now, I can't go to Auburn without knowing, like, seeing someone I went to school with or something like that. So I wouldn't say that, like, the acceptance level is different. It's just more of, I just kind of blend in and I don't know anybody.
Because do you look that different from when you went to high school?
Yeah, but I think people still recognize me if, you know, if I knew them well or something like that.
Right.
But
yeah. Let's talk a little bit about TransFitCon. This is the event held in Atlanta and the world's only fitness competition for the trans community, correct?
Correct, yeah.
How did you get involved with it?
It was just something that I kind of saw. I think it was on social media or something about how there's this new bodybuilding competition. And I was doing CrossFit at the time, so it wasn't really on my radar, but I got into bodybuilding and I was just like, oh, maybe this is something I could do. And I just made the decision to do it. And that's kind of where it all started.
It'll be on more people's radar now that the documentary is out. It came out initially in April. Is that right?
I believe so. Yeah.
And so what do you hope people take away from the documentary?
Just that, I mean, overall, I think the documentary is super powerful. It really documents the lives of transmasculine journey when it comes to like different struggles that, you know, we might deal with, surgeries, that sort of thing. It follows like four different stories from it's all walks of life. So just, I don't know, I think it's very moving. I mean, you don't have to be trans to like relate to it. I think that pretty much anyone who watches it can relate to it.
I tell that to my family all the time about like gay and lesbian love story films and that sort of thing. I'm like, you don't, you know, I happen to be gay. I just went and saw A Star Is Born last night. It was very easy for me to, you know, feel empathy for these straight characters. The same can be true.
Yeah,
if it's good storytelling, it's good storytelling.
Mm-hmm, for sure.
Yeah. So are there local screenings?
Yes. So Sacramento on the 15th, it's going to be playing at Crocker. And then in Auburn, they're playing at the State Theater on the 17th.
I'm speaking with Cody Harmon. He is, now you're not one of the four people that are featured, correct?
No, I'm like an extra, so sorry, Sacramento.
No, that's okay, you're still in the film. He's in an award-winning documentary called Man Made, and he is joining us in studio right now as we start Transgender Awareness Week. So what's the significance of demonstrating your masculinity in such a public way, like they are at this bodybuilding competition?
I don't know. I don't know if I would say like it's a way to show masculinity, but I think it's a way of like celebrating your body after being going through so much and going through this transition. And like I've kind of talked about it before, where never in my wildest dreams would I like think that I would end up on a stage in like my underwear. That sounds like a nightmare that I've had many times before.
Right.
So
I think a lot of people can relate to that.
Yeah. So to actually go up there on purpose and have it not be a nightmare, it's became a way of celebrating how far I've come and just finally feeling at home in my body. And I feel like that's probably a lot of what the guys that I competed with felt also.
So we only have a minute left, so I want you to be able to work in a little bit of your personal training. And you also delve into the culinary arts.
Right.
how does all that work? Like, do the two overlap?
I think they do, just because, like, food is such a huge role in fitness, in life, and you can't really not eat. So I went to culinary school in Sacramento at the Art Institute. And
nice.
So I'm trained culinary wise and then also fitness wise. So I like to combine them just because I love both of them. A lot of people are lost when it comes to cooking. I feel like the base of where you start with changing how you live your lifestyle in a healthy manner, I think it starts in the kitchen. So
and recipes you can actually make.
Definitely.
I won't use the actual title, but because it has an expletive in it. But,
sorry.
But things you'll actually cook. Because
yes.
A lot of cookbooks or shows, you know, it's these far too complicated things for when you're really in the kitchen and you're looking in your refrigerator. I have A, B, C, D. How am I going to make this?
Yeah, exactly.
Right? And you focus on healthy as well, which folds nicely in with your bodybuilding.
Yeah, healthy, simple.
All right, Cody Harmon, he's a personal trainer. He teaches you how to become a chef. And he plays a very small role in the new documentary, Man Made. Thank you so much for being on Insight with us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
And as always, of course, you can find more information about the film and about Cody on our website. It's at capradio.org. And that's Insight for today. I'm Randall White. Insight is produced by Jen Picard, Bert Johnson, and Cody Drabble. Our digital team is Chris Hagen, Casey Gardner, and Emily Zentner. Technical director, Mark Jones. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. And we are back with another live show tomorrow. Thank you, as always, for joining us.